This is HPR episode 2275 entitled, Penguicon 2017, and is part of the series, Penguicon. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 19 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a look at the lineup for the 2017 event.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by AnHonestHost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode in our ongoing discussions. And what I want to do is talk a little bit about PenguinCon 2017, which is coming up. In fact, it is going to be the end of this month, April 28th through 30th, in Southfield, Michigan at the Westin Hotel, which is where we've been the last few years. And I have the honor of being, for the fourth but final time, the head of the technology track, which is a very important part because the name PenguinCon, really the penguin part comes from Linux and open source. And, you know, we're looking at all sorts of open source technologies. Even started looking at some open hardware stuff, and we've got guests of honor and all sorts of good stuff. And the other thing about PenguinCon is that it's also a science fiction convention, and, you know, there can be some overlap there. Every year we bring in guests of honor, and we've got a number of them this year. The first one I want to mention is Ada Palmer. Now, Ada Palmer is professor of history at the University of Chicago, among other things. And she has also written her first book, a novel that just came out a couple of days ago, that it was nominated for a Hugo Award. So, you know, that's pretty darn good. Okay. So I think that's definitely an interesting guest of honor. Then the next one I want to mention is Cory Doctorow, and I would hope I don't really have to tell the Hacker Public Radio audience that much about, but I'm going to talk about him a little bit anyway. He's co-editor of the Boing Boing weblog, consultant to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, has a he's a visiting professor at the Open University in the UK, MIT Media Lab activist in residence. You know, he's a novelist and has written a number of very successful novels, and in fact is on a book tour for the latest right now. One of the nice things about Cory is that, you know, he walks the walk. He's a great believer in, you know, getting rid of some of the copyright nonsense. So he has always made his books available to people, really free of charge. You can go to his website and download an electronic copy of his book if you want. And it's perfectly legal. He says, yes, if that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. In fact, on his website, he says, if you really want to give me some money, the way to do it is, if you like the book, buy a physical copy and donate it to your library, you know, something like that. And yet he does very well commercially, because you know, I think many of us understand that if an artist is giving you something of value, you want to be able to give something back to them. He's also very much an activist in privacy. in defending yourself against an overreaching state. And I'm really glad to have him as a guest of honor. Then another guest of honor I want to mention is Sumana Hari Haraswara. She's an open source contributor and is involved with GNOME, MediaWiki, GNU Mailman, and a number of other open source projects. So I think she's a very interesting person. She's also a stand-up comedian. And she has co-edited the Thought Crime Experiments Anthology in 2009, written for a number of online sources. So I think she's going to be a fun person to have. Then another guest of honor is Coraline Ada Emke. And Coraline is a speaker, writer, open source advocate, and technologist. And has 20 years experience in developing apps for the web. She is involved in promoting diversity and inclusivity in open source in the tech industry, and was recognized for her work with a Ruby Hero Award in 2016. She's the creator of the Contributor Covenant, the most popular open source code of conduct in the world, with over 15,000 adoptions. So that's pretty good. Then we've got a guy named Kevin MacLeod, who is a composer and copyright activist. He offers royalty-free music through Creative Commons license on his site, incompetech.com. He believes that copyright is fundamentally broken and no longer serves the needs of artists, creators, or audiences. So he is an interesting fellow there. And you can see that we're really looking at people who are challenging some of these notions of what copyright should be. Then we've got Tommy Edison and Ben Churchill. Now, Tommy Edison is interesting. He has been blind since birth and has a website called Blind Film Critic, where he reviews movies. Now, think about that for a second. He has obviously a very different perspective on what movies are, and, you know, has a great sense of humor, as you might guess from having a site called Blind Film Critic. He's worked in radio for 25 years as a disc jockey, and he's also being joined by Ben Churchill, who produces his shows and is a documentary filmmaker. So we actually get two for the price of one there. Then our hack of honor, and I assume Hacker Public Radio will be interested in this, the Tricorder Project. So this is a project that is aiming to develop a handheld device. Of course, we all know the Tricorder is famous from Star Trek, and, you know, is a medical device. So this is an attempt to build something that is portable, accessible, and, you know, is going to let us get this kind of information. So I think it's a very interesting kind of project. Then we have what are called featured guests. So we have some in gaming. That's another one of the things we talked about. Angie Rush and Les Orchard are going to be talking about some gaming things. We've got a food track. That's an interesting one. And we have a professor from Wayne State who is interested in the evolution of the human diet and is going to be, I think, serving insects to people. So if you've ever had an urge to find out what insects taste like, come to PenguinCon. Then we've got a science track featured guest, which is a fellow named Greg Less. He's a lab manager at UMEI Battery Fabrication, and he has a doctorate in chemistry from the University of Michigan, and his work was featured on a recent episode of NOVA. Now, of course, we're in Michigan, so it's not surprising that we draw on the university faculties from this area. So those were some of the special guests. Now, I also mentioned that I'm in charge of the technology track, and you might wonder, well, you know, what are some of the things going on there? You know, what did you accept as proposals here? And it's a very interesting bunch of things. First of all, one of the interesting signs of where life is going is I had a number of proposals given to me by people from Microsoft. Now, you might not think Microsoft is particularly known for open source. This first came up back in 2015 as we were preparing for the PenguinCon that year. I got an email from a lady who lives in the area, a woman named Jennifer Marsman. Sent a very nice email, said, you know, I know that you're probably not used to dealing with people from Microsoft, but would you be open to considering a talk, because Microsoft is doing some things and that your audience might be interested in? And we corresponded, and I said, Jennifer, if you are going to be talking about open source as part of what you're doing, you know, how Microsoft is working with open source, something like that, then absolutely. I'd be delighted to have you do that presentation. So she came and did one about Microsoft's Azure online cloud environment, and for an hour went through all of the open source technology that is already set up to work in that environment. A number of different Linux distros, programming languages, software of various kinds. So it was really, it was very interesting. And a fellow named Mark Ram from Canonical, the Ubuntu people, was there and said that they really appreciated working with Microsoft on this stuff, that they were a good partner. So we're going to have Jennifer back, and apparently some of her colleagues found out about it. So we're going to have, we've got three people from Microsoft who are doing something on open source game development. So I think that is going to be, you know, a lot of fun. We have a talk on the future of net neutrality from a fellow, Ed Platt, who's been here a number of years and is very much involved in citizen privacy and things like that. We're going to have a presentation called Late Night Tales. As a couple of people who, if you're familiar with Tales, it is a Linux distro that is oriented towards privacy and security particularly. And so they're going to do kind of a late night workshop on that, which I think is going to be absolutely fascinating. We're going to have an introduction to deep learning with Google TensorFlow. We're going to have build your own satellite. That should be absolutely fascinating. Okay. And, you know, we're going to have, this is from Jennifer Marsman, a dance with intelligent dragon drones. So I think that should be absolutely fascinating. We're going to have a few OpenBSD and BSD-related things. Michael Lucas, who literally has written the book, and if you've ever listened to Sunday Morning Linux Review, and oh, by the way, they're going to be here, as they are every year, doing their program live. But you may recall some discussion of Lucas's BSD book on there. So he's doing a couple of talks, and we've got someone else doing a BSD thing. We've got a senior sysadmin panel, several people, sysadmins, talking about, well, I guess we'll see what they're going to talk about. That's the thing about panels. We've got do-it-yourself Internet of Things. And so this is an interesting, it's a two-parter. Starts with an hour presentation, and then followed up with a workshop where you can put some of these things to use. And that's going to be in the computer lab, and that's one of the things. We now have a computer lab with a whole bunch of netbook computers, and we're able to use that to help a lot of these presenters. We've got someone from Microsoft talking about Bash, Ubuntu Bash on Windows. So we're going to see about that. Then we've got a group called Grand Circus, which is a local training place, and they are coming in to do intro to coding workshops. They're going to do a couple of them, each 2 hours long. Great opportunity to, you know, learn about coding if you're new to it. We're going to have a key signing session. That's going to be, you know, if you want to get your public-private key pair signed by people, that's a good opportunity to do that. We're going to have a thing on educational robotics. And that is going to be, again, it's a demonstration, first of all, a demonstration and a little presentation about it, followed by a workshop, 3-hour-long workshop. You can put some of this stuff into practice. We got more. Building a file server with Raspberry Pi. That should be fun. Let's see, some of these others. Industrial robotics, the next 10 years. You know, Detroit is a manufacturing place. There's a lot of robotics activity with the auto companies. So you shouldn't be surprised that the industrial robotics is a big thing in this area. I think a lot of people are going to find that an attractive presentation. Scientific Linux. So we're going to have a couple of people come in and do a presentation on what Scientific Linux is. And I think that's going to be really good. Moving open source beyond the developer-centric solutions model. All right, I think that should be a lot of fun. Because that's one of the things I often think about is that, you know, sometimes some of the people in the open source movement think it's entirely about liberating programmers and don't always think about the people who need to use the software. We're going to have a presentation, Open Source Hardware and Libre Silicon. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Test-driven programming, and that should be good. Network Firewalls for Fun and Profit, and that's going to be by Tony Bemis from Sunday Morning Linux Review. I think that should be good. Teaching Python Informatics to Everyone by a professor at the University of Michigan. And we're going to have a Systems Infrastructure as Code. Continuous Delivery with Octopus Deploy. Then one on Own Your OS. And so this is about, you know, making sure you have a freedom-respecting operating system. Freedom Box, the Libre Personal Server. Presentation on wearables. And let's see, hacking the MK2 badge. And then software configuration management at the National Cancer Institute. So that's just, and that wasn't all of them. I was, you know, just pulling out highlights as I went through the list because I've got 91 hours of technology programming without counting any of those guests of honor. And I know that, you know, Corey and the others are going to be involved in that. So that's a lot of stuff, and I'm really excited about it. Now, I will, as I always do, give you a rundown of what I actually experienced after the fact, but I think I can get this into the feed before the event and just kind of tantalize you into making a little trip to southeastern Michigan. So I'm going to sign off for Hacker Public Radio and, as always, remind you to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.